This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Lindy, when I think of some of the opportunities you did have, the goaltender didn't even make a save, a couple of two-on-ones, a breakaway, a post, and he didn't have to make a save on any of them.
Yeah, you know, you look at, I think we made a save probably in the Krebs breakaway, but three-on-one, we didn't get an opportunity. I mean, obviously, we had some guys that had some fatigue, but a couple of the plays, we lost coverage. Two of the goals that were easy coverage goals, we let a backside defenseman walk right down and create the opportunity when the coverage was good everywhere else.
Just a low-energy game, knowing what's been going on with the trade deadline and illness, it just didn't seem to be a lot there.
You know what I thought? Like I said, we didn't take advantage of some of the plays we made. You know, 2-on-1, 3-on-1, Krebs break. We had the opportunities to stay right in the game. You know, they were being over aggressive, and we created the opportunities. We Greenway couldn't play and Kulik couldn't play, and you know, we've got a couple other guys. I mean, Quinn mustered up enough to play, but I think you could see he was low on.
What do you think of Josh? I know it's just one game, but what was your
Emotional day, and I thought he came out well. You know, first period, I don't think he lost a face-off. They had a great opportunity at the start of the second period. You know, I liked his attention to detail in the D zone. Thought skated well inside the game. I thought the kill at the end did a nice job with that. But it's not fair to judge a guy on, you know, when he flies in, gets in real late and has to play a game, so...
Did you look at, you tried Tage over on the left wing. Did you just want to give Josh two good offensive guys to start with?
Well, you know, I was trying to load up to see if we could put, the top six be two top line. They got two pretty good lines up there that we were trying to match up. You know, I think if you look at two of the goals were our fourth line that got scored against. And, you know, they're a good team. I mean, they are Stanley Cup champions. They're heavy on the puck. But they gave us some opportunities we didn't take advantage of.
What do you think of Dunn, you know, stepping up to try to get
the first NHL game for him? I thought, you know, offensively, was in on some opportunities low, had a couple of really good shifts. A great job in the fight with Greer. Greer's he's a tough man, so did a great job. For a first game, not knowing a lot about him, but hearing how well he played, I thought Dunn did a great job. Thank you.